This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Maybe the scariest thing that came out of that Chinese hacking report earlier this week was the idea that they could, if they wanted to, have their way with some of our infrastructure, water systems, power grids, that kind of thing. And, you know, blackouts, we can deal with. Hacking, maybe not. So we sent Marketplace's David Weinberg off to figure out exactly how vulnerable our grid might be.
The National Research Council recently issued a report, Terrorism and the Electric Power Delivery System. It found the system to be highly vulnerable for two reasons.
First of all, it's physically vulnerable.
Granger Morgan is one of the authors of the report. He says that large, high-voltage transformers are particularly vulnerable, and many of these transformers are at facilities in wide open spaces.
So a small number of people who knew what they were doing could do a very large and very disruptive damage to the system.
Repairing broken transformers could leave large numbers of people without power for weeks or even months. Now, for the second reason the system is highly vulnerable, cyber attacks.
All the hype is about cyber attack. But as I said before, physical attack can take the system down for weeks or months, and it's almost impossible to see how you do that with cyber attack.
Either way, the solution to these vulnerabilities is to break up the system into smaller microgrids.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge.
Enter the bureaucracy.
The electric utility industry already has a self-regulatory body. It's called the North American Electric Reliability Council, NERC.
Richard Caperton is an energy expert at the Center for American Progress. In addition to NERC, there's also federal FERC, and then there are the state governments.
Right, a lot of the nuts and bolts of the equipment and making sure that equipment is secure will be decided at the state level.
90% of the U.S. power grid is privately owned. That means the government will have to coordinate with regulators and utilities to make the necessary changes. In other words, it's not a quick fix. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.